Creativity, the art of innovating and creating new things. Written by Carla Weyers. Narrated by Ty Lashandro. Chapter 1, Creativity in Development. The need for creativity is changing how the work environment is organized and what people do. These changes center on the use and analysis of info, the basis for ideas. A firm's future depends upon how well it acquires, translates, and acts upon information. Today, the spread of infotech, consisting of computers and information bases, is producing a sea of change in the business world. Yet how workers analyze that information is as important as the information itself. Interpretation is, in fact, an innovative act. However, the degree of creativeness is influenced by our feelings, our belief that we can speak without fear of retribution, our feeling of being trusted by others, a confidence in our own intuition. All affect how we react to the information before us. There are many ways in which the creative spirit can find expression in the work environment, developments in management, improvements in circulation techniques, or new ideas for financing a company. Innovative ideas can also be used to enhance the company itself by increasing the effort of workers. One such innovation is the elimination of restrictive job descriptions that put workers in boxes and restrict their efficiency. Another idea is to share all monetary info with all the workers. Removal of standard corporate tricks helps workers to understand the larger reality of the business and motivates them to generate ideas of their own to minimize expenses and increase revenues. Since creative problem solving needs the psychological commitment of the entire person, the modern day office must go through essential changes. From the efforts of pioneering firms everywhere in the world, a set of crucial ideas are emerging that can change the psychology of the office. Small is better. Size affects creativeness in the work environment. Bigness, by its very nature, appears antithetical to the effective expression of a person's ideas. The best system for creative work appears to be at the scale of the extended family, where people can learn more about one another. This suggests that big corporations be broken into tinier, semi-autonomous units. An advocate of this method is Jim Collins, a lecturer at Stanford University's Graduate School of Business. As our society has evolved from small companies to large ones, he says, it has suppressed innovation. Of course, there are economies in doing things on a mass scale. But you lose just one thing, that creative tip. Massiveness types conformity. Climbing together, a close-knit team drawing on the specific strengths and skills of each member of the group might be smarter and more efficient than any individual member of that group. Yale psychologist Robert Sternberg calls it group IQ, the sum total of all the talents of each person in the group. When a group is harmonious, the group IQ is great. That positions a premium on a leader who can develop an efficiently working team. A leader who knows the virtues of sharing, trust, and support. The value of partnership is a very hard lesson to learn in civilizations like ours, where the trailblazing lone hero has been idolized, and where the objectives of the individual are so often positioned over those of the group. However, even those working alone can learn the advantages of team effort. Vanquishing negativity. Apart from the structure of a company, the mindsets that pervade its operations can boost or thwart creative skill. One of the secrets is building emotions of trust and respect to the point that people feel protected enough to show new ideas without fear of censure. That is because in the market, imaginative thoughts have monetary value. But an unimaginative, unreceptive attitude destroys chance. Somebody who judges your creative thoughts, who refuses to listen to a new way of thinking, or simply criticizes it, is a creativity killer of the first order. Cynicism and negativity are nemesis of the creative spirit. Valuing intuition. The capacity for making instinctual choices is a fundamental ingredient of creativeness. Intuition is trusting the vision of the